Hello again, I'm Don Hill. This is Ahead in the Cloud, a series of conversations with people around the world who dare to dream out loud. Here's how the program works. I ask three questions. The first, what's new and interesting? Second, what my guest is presently working on? And finally, what continues to puzzle them and attract their attention? So think of the series as more of a dialogue around the probabilities that arise from asking, what if? Dean Radin has made a scientific career of investigating the obvious that is not yet obvious to science. He's looked into the many ways of knowing that tell of non-ordinary experience. He's been witness to anomalies, as have I, that defy conventional scientific analysis. Reports of persistent anomalies tend to be tossed into the round file of science. It's a wastebasket that spooks conventional thinkers. But to Dean Radin, this is the frontier of science that simply has yet to be assigned a measurement. Dean Radin is a senior scientist at the Institute of Noetic Sciences in Petaluma, California. I reached him at his office.
What I do is work on a research program called Extended Human Capacities, which is focused on those aspects of subjective experience that seem to extend beyond the subjective, things like telepathy and precognition and mystical experiences. And the Institute is focused on these similar concepts of things that are noetic, noetic meaning phenomena that are related to deep intuition, or knowing without knowing how we know. So this is unlike much of the way that when people think that they talk about understanding or knowing, they usually have in mind rational knowing, things we can figure out. But there are many other ways of knowing as well, and that's what our institute specializes in.